Good afternoon and welcome to Unity Church of Light Silent Unity Prayer Service. And we're going to open our service this afternoon with Sarah Carr Jordan reading the Daily Word.
Imagine. My imagination leads to manifestation. I may have said the words I imagine for years without fully understanding the extent of their creative power. Imagination is an essential step in creation. It is the spiritual gift I use to give shape to the divine ideas I claim in prayer to bring more prosperity, peace, or healing into my life. As I imagine, I picture how I will use these divine ideas after they manifest. Perhaps I am in conflict with someone. In prayer, I can imagine how harmony is restored. If I am experiencing lack, I can imagine sufficient abundance to meet my needs. If a healing need arises, I can imagine myself restored to health and vitality. Now, when I imagine, I am aware of my immense creative power and use it mindfully. Genesis 13 and 15 says, "For all the land that you see, I will give to you."
And so we take this moment to come apart a while as we relax and follow along with Silent Unity's prayer service. We know that the way to prayer is through relaxation. So we breathe in deep and hold it. And as we release, we give ourselves permission to relax, to settle deeper into our seats. We know that there's only one presence and one power in the universe and in our lives. And we journey deep within to make that connection. In making that connection, we know what we are. Spiritual beings, living and moving and having our being in the allness of God. We know that prayer is a way of recognizing and accepting our oneness with God. So we breathe in and we breathe out. And as we do so, we are able to transform our thoughts and to rise above anything that may be occurring in our lives right here, right now. And as we reach within, knowing that we are the light, we experience divine life. We experience divine love. We experience divine wisdom and understanding. All that we need in order to harmonize any discord or heal any concerns is available to us right here, right now. And we begin by quieting our minds, making that inward journey from the head down into the heart. And as we breathe in and breathe out, settling into a smooth, rhythmic pattern, we know that established in the center of our being, we are still and peaceful. And we can affirm this for ourselves. I am going to read this in the first person. Let these words be your words. Established in the center of my being, I am still and peaceful. With every breath, I drop deeper into the center of my being. I settle in to the silence, knowing that the presence of God is here, and that presence is my source. And as I contemplate the presence of God, waves of peace flow through my body and my mind. Breathing in and breathing out, I become still in the silence of prayer. And in this moment, right here, right now, I am peaceful. And in this moment of peace, I know God is the wisdom that flows as intelligence throughout every cell in my body and every thought in my mind. Centered in divine wisdom, I breathe out thoughts such as I can't or I don't know. And I realize I am capable of knowing all I need to know for the moments ahead. I am inspired to think and act in ways that support well-being, flowing from this moment of prayer, moving in, throughout, and round about me, right here, right now, and I am centered in divine wisdom. I tell the truth of divine life to my body and my circumstances. I tell the truth of divine life to my body and my circumstances. Moving my focus to the light of life within, I become aware of healing energy streaming throughout my body. And I remind myself that divine life is irrepressible, eternal, and ever renewing. And I say to my body and my circumstances, you are full of life. Focused in faith, I perceive the truth of divine abundance by which I prosper. God is my source of divine ideas, a continuous flow of possibilities. I perceive possibilities through my faculty of faith. I can see through challenging conditions to the truth of divine abundance, and I lift my thoughts to the heights of abundance where all things are possible. And so I breathe in and I breathe out. And I know right now I am in the presence of pure being. And I take my moment to rest and know, as the psalmist said, be still and know that I am God. And I do so right here, right now, in the quiet. in the light of spiritual understanding, and now prepare to return to the presence of this room. And as I do so, I behold divinity within all beings. Illumined by the light of spiritual realization, I radiate peace to bless every being in this world. I focus upon the truth that unites us all, the divine origin and essence we share. And I say to all beings, I see God in you. And as we prepare to return to the presence of wherever you may be, take a moment and give thanks for the gifts that you have just received in the quiet. The gift of love, life, breath, to name a few. We are grateful. And in the essence of the energy that surrounds and is in and about us, if anyone has asked you to pray with them this week, or if you want to hold someone in the essence of all there is, you may speak their names or hold them in your heart, but do so right now. And we let our love flow out beyond these doors to reach and touch anyone who may be experiencing a need today. And we enfold them in love and light. And we want to also shine our lights on our political leaders, the Senate, Congress, all those in position to make decisions for the well-being of our country. And we surround our president and our vice president in love and in light. And we let these vibrations float across the oceans and borders and reach and touch those in foreign countries and foreign leaders, holding them in love and light, sending vibrations that we are one. And as we draw our prayer time to a close, we give thanks for our unity of spirit and oneness with God, knowing our increasing capacity to embody divine wisdom, life, faith, and understanding. We return to our activities uplifted and re-energized. And together we conclude this time of prayer by reciting the prayer of the protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And so it is. Go forth and create for yourself a wonderful week.